MZTV.
Johnny and Caitlin Green are modern day Judaizers. They really are. They're the same type of people that bothered the Galatians. Paul describes in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 3. I'm going to get to that. Suggesting to you that grace is not enough. And this is exactly what these two are doing. And it's so interesting to me that this temptation, this lure to sully grace, to compromise grace with works of the law, still continues on today. Just as Paul's gospel continues on today, the mixed gospel continues on today. Ladies and gentlemen, if only these two individuals, father and daughter, if only they taught the pure law of Moses. Now, I want to apologize for something I said. By the way, this is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. I do want to apologize for something I said. I accused Johnny and Caitlin, who are friends of mine. I interviewed them years ago. I thought they were solid on Paul, but far from it. Far from it. I said that they're teaching the law of Moses. They're actually not teaching the law of Moses. I mean, they're not talking about sacrificing lambs. They're not talking about dietary restrictions. But I wish they were. What they are doing is worse. This is dead serious. What they are doing is worse because they are subtly, but not so subtly, adding elements of the law, adding obedience, adding repentance to the pure, unadulterated grace of God, trying to get a hook in you, and this is very seductive, trying to get a hook in you to make you think to yourself, I knew this grace message was too good to be true. God now expects me to use grace in order to improve my behavior because I'm still not just quite right. And that is the subtle departure that we're still wrestling today. I'm just not quite right. I knew the news of grace was too good. I knew it was too fantastic to believe, too easy. This is the accusation of Johnny Green and Caitlin Green. We are the ones taking the easy road. We're the ones saying Jesus instead of Yeshua. We're the ones not taking this seriously enough. We think we can just go and do anything we want, and we're free and clear. Well, guess what, Johnny and Caitlin? Yes, we can do anything we want and we are free and clear because our salvation, again, as I will say over and over again, is not based on our behavior. It is based on the grace of God. I want to show you the face of a Judaizer. First, let me describe a Judaizer. Then I'm going to show you the face of a Judaizer. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Let's start with verse 6. I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel, which is not another, that is, it's not another legitimate evangel, in which case it would be the circumcision evangel. I'll explain that in a second. Let's see if I can read this without commenting. Let me start again. I am marveling. This is Paul to the Galatian Ecclesia. He has a very brief introduction. This is very unusual for Paul. A very brief, polite introduction. Galatians 1, verses 1 through 5, and then boom. He comes in on this thing that's bothering him. I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel, which is not another, except it be that some who are disturbing you want also to distort the evangel of Christ. But if ever we also, or a messenger out of heaven, should be bringing an evangel to you besides that which we bring to you, let him be anathema. Verse 9, as we have declared before and at present, I am saying again, if anyone is bringing you an evangel beside that which you accepted, let him be anathema. Galatians 3, verses 1 through 7. Oh, foolish Galatians, who bewitches you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was graphically crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you get the Spirit by works of law or by hearing of faith? Works versus hearing. What are those who are hearing doing? They are sitting. So foolish are you? Undertaking in spirit, are you now being completed in flesh? So much did you suffer faintedly, since surely it also is faintedly. He then who is supplying you with the Spirit and operating works of power among you, did you get the Spirit by works of law or by the hearing of faith? Paul asks again. The Galatians were being talked out of pure 100% grace by some from the circumcision who were telling them that they needed to perfect their walk, that it was nice having begun in spirit. This is Paul's main argument. Having begun in spirit, are you now becoming perfected in the flesh? This is the temptation. You're not quite finished. You're not quite done. Yes, the sacrifice of Christ is nice. Yes, it's the grace of God that saves you, sort of. But now, if you're any kind of serious person, you will now begin a journey of, as some groups call it, sanctification. You've been saved, congratulations. But you're not finished. Now you must become sanctified. Now you must put on a fair face in the flesh. You must now look according to your profession. And that will take much introspection. That will take much accounting of your flesh, much introspection of your sins and your failings. And you must dig up your sins after you or write them down on a piece of paper or memorize them or just make note of all the bad things you're doing. Film yourself during the day or whatever you have to do. And when you get a long list of your sins, after you've spent the better part of a day contemplating your failures, now you take those to Christ and you beg him to forgive you via repentance. You beg him to forgive you via repentance. That is the course that the circumcisionists want for you. That is the course Johnny Green and Caitlin Green want for you. And the one thing that drives Judaizers mad, it just drives them mad, I mentioned this yesterday, is that we are at peace. And that we can be so happy in spite of our failings. That is what irritates the daylights out of them. Johnny admits on his video he'd been working for 2 years trying to get at these people like me who glory in God, glory in Christ, expound upon the wonders of grace in spite of our failings. He hates that. And his daughter hates it too. You people need to straighten up. The Greens want you to straighten up badly. It drives them crazy that you're not taking this seriously enough. And why do you keep saying Jesus? You're supposed to say Yeshua. I talked about that yesterday. So back to Galatians chapter 1. I am marveling that swiftly you're transferred. And if I ever heard of anyone viewing this show, or anyone in general of whom I would be acquainted, actually listened to one of Johnny and Caitlin's videos and came back saying, you know, I don't see grace now the way I used to as that thing that covers all sin. I think Johnny's right. I think we do have to perfect ourselves in the flesh. Oh, I would be reacting like Paul. Who bewitches you? Oh, you foolish, whoever, insert your name here. Oh, you foolish, having begun in spirit, having rejoiced in the grace of God, you are now being reduced. You are now being tempted to finish this in the flesh. Who bewitches you? And this is bewitching. This is why the title of today's show is, it is this message that spreads like gangrene because it's so attractive to the human. It's bewitching. It's hard to trust grace. Hard to trust it. And because we all have that little weak spot of trust, that little weak spot of faith, is, am I really complete? Paul says, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ. He says, I am complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10, you are now complete in him. That's too good to believe. And there it is. There it is. It seems too good to believe. And now the Judaizers come in looking all innocent, making nice little videos from their cars, from their living room. And they say, you really need to work on that flesh of yours. How can you be happy when you still do this? How can you be happy when you still do that? And that hook can get in. Oh, that hook can get in. Because human works, the need to perfect oneself via self-will, and that's what this is. It's not called that. It's disguised as a work of the Spirit. No, but a work of the Spirit works on a spiritual level. Like Mr. Laser said yesterday, the work of the Spirit works in spite of you. It works in the background. It's happening while you're living your life, and you look back and you realize, holy crap, I'm not doing the things I used to do, or I'm not enjoying the works of the flesh like I used to enjoy it. What's happening? I'll tell you what's happening. It's the work of the Spirit that is inside of you, producing fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. It is the opposite of taking account all day of your sins. It's the opposite of that. These Judaizers are luring you, want to lure you into perfecting your walk in the flesh. They won't say it's in the flesh. It's in spirit. No, it's not. It's in flesh. They're lying to you. They might not even know they're lying to you. These are deceivers who don't think they're deceivers. Deceivers don't necessarily think they're deceivers. If only they taught a pure circumcision gospel. If only they kept Paul out of it. This is my objection. This is Paul's objection. I'm marveling that you've been transferred from that that calls you in the grace of Christ to a different evangel. Verse 6, Galatians 1, which is not another. That is, another evangel would be the circumcision evangel. When Paul's writing this, there is another legitimate evangel in operation called the circumcision evangel. It is a law and grace mixture. It is a works and grace mixture. You do have to work. You do have to be worthy. You do have to produce fruits worthy of repentance. You do have to be baptized. Oh, yes. You do probably have to say Yeshua. And as I said yesterday, that's the giveaway. That's the tell that these folks are Judaizers. Just if you could stay in your little Judaizer world, stay in the Israel world, stay with the law, stay with you must overcome to be saved. That's what they're teaching. Go to the book of Revelation. That's what they're teaching. He who overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. You have to overcome. You have to be steadfast. You have to be sturdy. You have to do all these things. Read Revelation. That's Johnny's teaching. Read Matthew. That's Johnny's teaching and Caitlin's teaching. You have to do these things. If they would just stay there and never quote a verse from Paul. But this is their crime, and it is a serious crime. Paul talks about it here. You are being called from that which calls you to a different evangel, which is not another. It's a different evangel. It's not another evangel. It's a different evangel. It's a non-evangel. And how would you describe this non-evangel, Paul? Those who are disturbing you, verse 7, want to distort the evangel of Christ. The evangel of Christ is the transcendent grace of God, grace and nothing else, Christ and nothing else. You are now justified. You are now at the top of the mountain. You are now declared righteous. You are finished. You're complete in Him. I didn't make that up. That's Colossians. You are complete in Christ. That's the mountaintop. You're there. That's the evangel of Christ. The different evangel is that which would distort. It would take that beauty, that simplicity, that gift that I talked about yesterday from Ephesians 2. It would take that and just distort it and say, but consider this. That's what the Judaizers did. Oh, they were subtle. They talked like Johnny Green. You need to do this. You need to repent. And some of them were probably beautiful, like Caitlin Green. Appealing in the flesh. And finishing yourself in the flesh is appealing to the flesh. And Paul talked about those who wanted only to put on a fair face in the flesh. They want to look good. Sometimes the body of Christ doesn't look good. I mean, you can say that about anyone. Sometimes we just don't look good. And the temptation is to, instead of concentrating on liberation and freedom and letting the Spirit of God work in you, it is tempting to grab the steering wheel yourself and put on a fair face in the flesh and do outward things. But that is a distortion of the evangel of Christ, like a funhouse mirror that distorts your image. It's the mixture that's the crime. Keep Paul out of it, and I would be fine. I wouldn't be making this video. But you're telling me that you think this was Paul's gospel? This was part of Paul's gospel? No. Galatians 2, verse 7. Perceiving that I have been entrusted with the evangel of the uncircumcision, according as Peter, of the circumcision. These are two different gospels. The Greens think there's only one gospel. They think there's only one. Boy, if you think there's only one gospel, when you take such disparate elements as law versus grace and forgiveness versus justification, celestial versus terrestrial, and Peter versus Paul, baptism versus no baptism, circumcision versus no circumcision. I mean, I have 37 differences between these two gospels listed in my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. And if you think there's only one gospel, then you somehow have to make all these disparate elements mesh and meet. And they don't. You create a mash. You create a illicit, foul-smelling cauldron of innumerable and unsolvable discrepancies. You're trying to put round pegs into square holes, and you can't do it. You can't do it. Now, here's a perfect example. I'm going to give you a quote now from Johnny Green. This is a quote. This will tell you everything. There are only two paths you can go on. This is the extent of this man's knowledge. Oh, speaking of that, he has a video, if you can believe this. Listen to the title of one of Johnny's video. All was allowed Adam and Eve as well. Let me slow down. I'm getting too excited. This was the title of one of Johnny's video. All was allowed Adam and Eve as well. And you get into the video, it's short, and you learn to understand that Johnny says, well, all was allowed Adam and Eve, and how did that work out? That didn't work out too good. Has this man read the Bible? All was allowed. He's taking a verse from Paul, where Paul says, all is allowed me. There's a truth that Johnny and Caitlin don't believe. No, they don't believe that. He's making fun of it here. All was allowed Adam and Eve. Look how that turned out. The video would be comedic if it weren't so tragic, the misunderstanding. And people are listening to this man. All was allowed Adam and Eve. It's like he's trying to say that, well, Adam and Eve lived the Paul way. Adam and Eve lived all is allowed me. And look what happened to them. They led the whole race into sin and death. That's the crux of the video. Can I state the obvious? You already know it. You're the smartest audience on YouTube. All is allowed Adam and Eve. Seems to me that God forbade them from eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And strange thing, that's exactly what they did. Ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All was allowed Adam and Eve. What? Months ago, a couple of years ago, I don't know, I showed you how Johnny Green had this gross misquote of Romans 1:18, talking about sinful Christians or whatever. It was the most laughable mistranslation you could ever see, but this is just about worse. What version is he reading where God said, you can do anything you want, Adam and Eve, all is allowed you? Not all is expedient, but all is allowed you. What? No, God said, one thing I don't want you to do. There was a law in the Garden of Eden. It wasn't the law of Moses, but it was do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Got it? Check. Got it. And they did the exact thing God told them to do. Kind of sounds like Romans 7. Paul said, I was not aware of coveting until the law said, thou shalt not covet. And the law, or sin, living in me, getting incentive through the precept, produced in me all manner of coveting, to the point where Paul says, the very thing I don't want to do, I do. And what I want to do, I can't do, because there was this power operating in him. So the very prohibition was the very thing that the first couple did, and that is the product of law. It's a perfect example of it right off the bat. All was allowed, Adam and Eve, not in my Bible, but Paul does say that, because now we're in a new era. We're not in the Adam and Eve era, we're in the era of grace. And if God had said all is allowed you, they wouldn't have eaten the fruit. Johnny, come on, get real, bro. You're not my brother in the spiritual sense. I wish you were. I thought you were. I thought you were. But you're my friend, and I love you. And I pray that you can see yourself for what you've become, which is a Judaizer. I'm sorry about it, and I hate to bring it up. But you turned. You guys were friends, and it seems like you got Paul. There was one point, ladies and gentlemen, where Johnny would call me on the phone, and he'd say, Martin, before I do my video, I just want to run this past you to make sure I got it right, because I don't know anybody who knows more about Scripture than you do. And so he would run his videos past me, and I'd make some corrections here and there, and he was always very deferential to me. Now I'm enemy number one. I don't know what happened. The devil got him, but it's all of God. But still, yeah, something bad happened. I think the cult got him, the Yeshua cult. I really do think that the Judaizer sect, the Messianic Christian types, he got caught in a cult, and he's neck deep in it now, eyeball deep in it, and he took his daughter with him, and it's so sad to see, but it's not too late to change. Let me quote Johnny now. I wanted to have more time for this. This is amazing. Johnny says, there are only two paths you can go on. Either the narrow gate, which only a few will make it through, or you have the wide gate. The narrow and the wide gate. There are only two paths, says Johnny Green. Where is he getting this? There are only two paths. Obviously, he's getting this from Matthew chapter 7. Verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter through the cramped gate. This is the narrow gate Johnny's talking about. Enter through the cramped gate, for broad is the gate, and spacious is the way which is leading away into destruction, and many are those entering through it. Johnny's quote again. There are only two paths. You, the modern person, in the year 2025, Johnny Green, to you. There are only two paths you can go on. Either the narrow gate, which only a few will make it through, or you have the wide gate. He's quoting Jesus Christ. This is the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. But folks, how would you like some context? Because that's what we do on this show. Context, and this is the same discourse. Our Lord is on the mountain. He's teaching his disciples and the multitude there. Listen to chapter 6, verse 12. This is Johnny's teaching. This is the Lord's, what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer, but it's actually the disciples' prayer. And remit to us our debts, as we also remit those of our debtors. We're commonly used to hearing that as forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass. Forgive us our trespasses, is the way I used to say it in the Catholic Church. It's probably King James. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And this is Johnny's gospel. This is the circumcision gospel. It is an if-then proposition. If you don't confess your sins to God, he will not forgive your sins. You don't think that's right? You think I'm making too much of that? Let's go to verse 14 of the same chapter, Matthew 6. This is the same context of what Johnny says, quote, there are only two paths you can go on, the narrow gate and the wide gate. Matthew 6, verse 14. For if you should be giving men their offenses, your heavenly Father will be forgiving you. Yet, if you should not be forgiving men their offenses, neither will your Father be forgiving your offenses. This is Johnny's doctrine. Your sins are not forgiven. They're not taken away. They're still on you if you fail to forgive other people. This is the if-then proposition of law. This is conditional salvation. This is in the same context of Johnny saying there are only two paths you can go on, either the narrow gate, which only a few will make it through, or you have the wide gate. And there is the context. This is what he believes. You have to do this or your sins are still upon you. But Johnny, you're stuck at the base of Mount Sinai. Is this not Jesus teaching the law? What did our Lord do throughout his earthly ministry? He heralded the law, the righteousness of law, the righteousness that comes through law. And here it is right here. This is conditional salvation from your sins. And Johnny wants you back here. Johnny wants you here. All your sins are back on you. And the only way you can get rid of them is to forgive other people. Johnny says it's repentance. But no, read the context, sir. That's not the context. Repent. The context is you have to forgive other people their offenses. There are only two ways, two paths, the narrow gate. This is the narrow gate. This is the narrow gate. Being constantly aware of all your sins and forgiving other people their sins so that God will forgive your sins. God's waiting to see what you're going to do. That's the narrow gate. The wide gate is the one leading to destruction. Oh, if only. And I thought Johnny knew there was a third thing. I really thought he knew there was a third thing. There's another gospel. And the third thing, the narrow gate, the wide gate. No, there's a third option, Johnny and Caitlin. It's Ephesians 2:8. For in grace, through faith, are you saved. Saved. Freed from sin. Saved. Aeonian life. In the Greek, this is a complete verb form. This reads in the Greek. For in grace through faith are ye ones having been saved. Yet this is not out of you. This is not out of you. It didn't come because of anything you did. It did not come because you forgave other people. It did not come because you repented. It did not come because you decided to suddenly behave yourself and try to put on a good show for God or put on a fair face in the flesh. That's not how it came. Because it is not out of you at all. What is it? It is God's approach present. God is giving this to us. And it's not of works. So plain, black and white. Verse 9, Ephesians 2. Not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. And I'm sorry, but Johnny Green with his little holy voice inflection, he's boasting. He's got something you don't have. He's getting rid of his sin. He's making progress in cleaning up his life and doing away with the flesh. And he's doing away with the flesh by acts of flesh and disguising it as a spiritual activity. It is not. It is not a spiritual activity. Folks, there are not only two ways. There is another gospel. It's called the gospel of the transcendent grace of God. Come to us by our apostle Paul. And it is not out of us.